Take care. And don't forget, Saturday is the rave at Benny's condo. He said he rented out the whole roof. Hey, buddy, don't be jealous. All that money he has is from his parents. I heard they plan to cut him off since the lease is up. Yep, I'd hate to be that guy. Anyway, see you later. Gotcha! Oh, it's so cute. You struggling to get free, trying to overpower me. Hate to break it to you, kid, but unless you're a demon in disguise, you can't beat the strength of a hellhound. Ooh, I felt that shiver. Makes my tail wag and gets me wet. I'm gonna enjoy gobbling you up. Hot damn. Not a bad place for a loner. Kinda expected you to be in some run-down, Peter Parker-like apartment. Maybe a studio where there isn't even a kitchen. But no, your cute ass owns a house with some nice fixins. If I were a gold digger, I think I'd hit the jackpot. Funny how a guy that was running for his life a few minutes ago can sleep like he doesn't have a care in the world. Wish I could sleep like that. Too bad Blitz is always watching me sleep and it keeps my ass awake. Your sleeping face is pretty damn cute. I just want to kiss it until there's nothing left. Maybe put you in my lap. Run my fingers through your hair. Stroke your soft cheeks. And possibly stroke a lot more than that. Maybe put a baby in me if we ever get to that point. Part of me really just wants to baby and keep you all to myself, while the other half wants to rail you until you can't walk for a year. Maybe I can do both. That baby might not be far off after all. Morning, sunshine. You sleep well? I hope so. Because you're going to need to be well rested for what I have planned for you. Werewolf? The fuck did you just call me? Do I look like a goddamn fairy tale for teenage angst? I'm a hellhound. The difference is I'm way hotter, stronger, and I don't need a damn moon to do my job. Not to mention, my human skin is only for disguise. I'm all hound all the time. Yeah, sorry, sunshine, but you won't be getting away that easily. You're tied nice and snug to this bed. You have to be in order to handle the blissful hell I'll be putting you through. I'm going to mark you. I'm going to keep you all to myself. No one on earth, heaven, or hell will be able to take you from me. Everyone will see my mark and know who you belong to. Not even God or Asmodeus will be able to take you from me. What? You don't care? Wow, I really wasn't expecting that kind of response. I was expecting more fear that would turn into acceptance. You know? Whoa, that's a pretty sad face. Doesn't suit your cute face at all. Well, you're really depressing. Is there something you want to talk about? I can't get off if you're all mopey and gloomy. It's a kind of a mood killer, you know? Kind of like that guy that throws ice-cold water on you when you got a nice buzz going. Oh, man. Wow, this is bad. Okay. Easy. Let me untie you. One sec. Okay, here. Sit up. Look, I'm sorry for kidnapping you, and stalking you, and scaring the ever-living Jesus out of you. I'm sorry for a lot, okay? But you just, accepting that you're tied down, going to be eaten, that's not normal. Not even by my standards. So, tell me, what's going on? What's eating you besides me? Damn. That's, pretty heavy. Then again, high school is nothing but heavy drama. You know, when I made off with you today, I didn't expect to hear about your life story like this. But I gotta say, your attitude makes a lot of sense now. Jocks that bullied you just because you were the skinny kid in PE that didn't roid up and show off every second. I bet they were also the ones that think getting drunk was really cool. Trust me when I say getting drunk, it loses its coolness after the 10th time you do it. Then you got the slutty cheerleaders who only go after the guys who look like they'll be rich and famous, so they don't give you the time of day and just gang up on you. They body shame you. Hell, they probably body shame each other, so they gotta take their frustrations out on someone. Sucks that it had to be you. And then you even got the band geeks, who are the stereotype of uncool that are bullying other people who can't carry a tune in a fucking bucket. I mean, seriously, band geeks? Where do they get off bullying anyone? They're the misfits of the school. And then, the coup de grace. We have the shitty ex-girlfriend who was only treating you like a boy toy on the side while she was bouncing on the volleyball captain's lap. Wow. I'll bet anything his dick was as deflated as those balls they have in school. Ugh, what a mess. Every single one of them treating you like absolute shit when all of them likely peaked in high school and are now just poster children for being pregnant and single, cheated on or with, or carrying every STD known to man. Worse still, they will be left homeless with all three scenarios as their fate. Time will tell. You weren't going to wait? What do you mean? You'll take your revenge this Saturday. This Saturday. Oh, that party that guy mentioned to you earlier. Benny, what's his face? That's what the guy called him. Don't tell me. Yes, I think we've established that I've been following you. Will you please get over it? Not that it seems like you can get over shit. Now, is this Benny with his mommy and daddy's penthouse or condo, whatever the hell he wants to call it? He's renting out a rooftop, again, mom and dad's money. Is this guy one of the bullies? Ah, that's the guy that slept with your ex, huh? I guess they're both going to be there. Along with all the others? Huh. Talk about fortuitous. So, what was your plan? Just waltz in there, confront everyone, have a huge heart-to-heart, tell them how they hurt you? Or maybe you're gonna just poison the drinks and watch everyone die like at one of those weird cult clubs? Fill the room with poisonous gas? Maybe just throw everyone off the roof? What exactly did you brew up in that brilliant mind of yours? The closet? Holy shit. This is a bigger arsenal than Blitz's. Hey, kid, were you going to go in and just shoot everyone? And then what? Come home like nothing happened? Whoa, 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 whoa! Hold the fucking bus! So, after all of these years planning out how to get revenge, you're just going to off yourself when you're done? Are you serious? You think that just because they ruined one part of your teenage life that you can just end it there once you're done with them? Do you have any idea how pathetic that sounds? What do you mean, why not? This is why I hate humans sometimes. High school is not your life's deciding factor. And those pests, they don't rule it either. The way you get back at them is by living. Live for what? I'll tell you what. How about by starting with getting your brains fucked out by a hot-ass hellhound? After that, we take it to those little fuckers in a way they'll never forget. No more questions. Just lay back, relax, and let me work. Or am I going to have to tie you up again? That's what I thought. Why what? That should be obvious, dumbass. It's because I think you're the hottest piece of ass I've snipped out in a long ass time. And trust me, there is some hot ass down in hell. Now shut up, lay back and relax. These ears of yours are so small against my tongue. Going down your jaw. Getting right here to your neck. Hot damn, kiddo. This is one killer body you have. Nice ass pecs, so firm. Abs I could wash clothes, spotless. You're seriously telling me that bitch ditched you for some sports moron? The feel of you under my lips and paws. It's like a dream. Oh, a hot, wet dream. Wow, I've barely started, and you're already biting back moans? Either you're a virgin, or you're really sensitive. Maybe both. That blush. It's both? That's so cute. Does that mean this heat I feel coming off of you? Are you going to burst before I even get a chance to finish you off? I wonder what'll happen if I started to lick at these hard-ass nipples of yours. Just brushing my paws over them, I can feel you twitching every time. I gotta say, they feel really nice. Hard as pebbles, but still so delicate. I gotta be careful when I pinch or flick them around. These claws of mine might accidentally slice them off. That'd be terrible, making you bleed before I have my fun. Man, dude. You're shuddering at the thought. Well, let's see how you shake when I do this. I can feel your hard on pressing into my stomach. It goes any harder and it might actually penetrate my stomach. Although, I'm sure even a virgin knows that the stomach isn't where you're supposed to plunge into. That's where the puppies will grow. Why, yes. If I'm being honest, I think you and I would make some cute-ass puppies, don't you think? Hey now, no passing out. I'm about to get to the best part. Satan's cock and cherub sperm. You really are thick. I mean, really thick. I think I understand why everyone was so hard on you in high school. As for that shit ex, I guess she thought her new toy's dick was something special. Can't wait to see the look on her face when she sees what she missed out on. My guy, you say it's not impressive, but let me decide that for myself. I have to sample my meat before deciding if I'll eat it or... savor it. I can feel little squirts of pre-cum shooting into my throat. You about to come already? Well, try to hold it in a little longer. I don't need you coming all over my face. I don't know if you know this, but cum doesn't come out of fur that easily and really gets sticky and annoying. Good boy. What does it look like I'm doing? I'm getting this soaking wet pussy of mine out. And I'm about to put that hot rod in for the ride of your life. You got a problem with that? Good boy. Come on, you virgin! Buck your fucking hips into me! Don't make me do all of the work, or I swear to God, I'll fucking stop! That's right! Move your fucking hips! Buck into me! Yeah, grab onto my tits! Pull them hard! Get yourself to push into me! I want every inch of you going deep! I want you to hit my spot! Yeah, my claws are digging into you! Yeah, well, I gotta find some way to get you to keep fucking pushing into me! That's right. Go harder. Go faster! Who do you belong to? He said, who the fuck do you belong to? That's right. You fucking belong to me. And only me. No one else gets the fuck you, no one else gets to touch you, no one else definitely gets to lick you. You belong to me, and every last drop of your cum belongs to me. Now, hurry up and come in me. Give me my fucking puppies now! Damn. I must be more touched. I must be more touch-starved than I thought. If I got off that fast, I'll definitely need a round two later on. But now, about your revenge. I've got a friend who can help us out with that. We have them all locked up here on the roof. The only way they can escape is by jumping. You ready? I'll take that as a yes. Well, so much for not killing fuckers or being a better person. But who the hell am I kidding? This shit will be way more fun. Besides, I'm not one for being a better person. All right, you sex-crazed fuckers! Enjoy your one-way trip to hell! Sluts, keep those fuckers up here. If they jump, bring them back up. Can't have any human law enforcement ruining our fun. Our boy here is going to enjoy raising hell without missing a single body. Kinda reminds me of that scene with those morons from that demon hunting association, whatever the fuck it's called. Dorks? Just as bloody though. But way less more professionals. But not as many professionals with really random weapons. Hey! You're the slut X and the cheating boy toy. No. It doesn't matter if you know me, but I sure as fuck know who you are. You're the guys who hurt my boy. Gotta say, you turned down a prime piece of real estate here. This dude's junk and everything else, it's really fucking hot, let me tell you. See, now, it's a little too late to be asking him to stop. I mean, this fucker's like the juggernaut. Once he got started, there was no stopping him. Not that I even planned to. Especially when he, on numerous occasions, asked all of you to stop. Stop tormenting him, stop bullying him. Just leave him alone for 5 fucking seconds! You guys took the piss out of him for years. And now, on your parents' dime, you all get to die at the hands of the guy you all thought would never grow a pair. How does it feel? Damn. Got them both right down the middle. That was actually pretty fucking clean, too. Never knew a human could handle a chainsaw that well. Hey, kiddo, if you ever make it down to hell, hit me up. Maybe you can be my next hellhound.
Sorry, Brassica, but this guy will be collared by me when he gets downstairs. But maybe when I'm busy, you can babysit him for me.
Oh, Luna, I would love to pleasure this little cutie. I might even consider being an honest succubus for this one.
That'll happen when Blitz stops following the married imps around.
Oof. Yeah, you're right. Alrighty then. We'll get a good-ass cleaning crew on this one. Won't be a trace of any of this shit when we're done. It'll be cleaner than a licked-up cock. Have a good night, you two.
Night. Thanks for the help. Feeling any better? That's good. I would have been shocked if you weren't. That looked very therapeutic for you. Disappointed? In you? Nah. While I may have given you some weird moving speech about being a better person, and better than those who fucked you over, I could smell your murderous intent while licking you. Doesn't matter if an angel tried talking you out of it. Someone was going to die tonight, and I knew it wasn't going to be you. Why do you think I had the chainsaw and bat lying around? Figured you wanted to savor this. Luckily for you, I have enough friends willing to help make sure you're not put in jail. I think the only thing that would have made me sad is if you kept your promise about offing yourself. That will be something I will never forgive. I'd sniff you out in hell to make sure I personally get to punish you. Ha! You sound like a horny hound. You'd like to be punished by me? Well, if I decide to pop up again, I'll be sure to act out a bondage kink with you. Maybe then I'll get to test out just what sort of limits you have. And that yawn means you're pretty satisfied and tired. It is getting pretty late. Let's get you back to bed. Nah, don't worry about any cops. Believe it or not, succubi are pretty good about cleaning up a crime scene. Maybe we should get you all cleaned up first. You don't want to get blood in your sheets. It's not exactly the most comfortable thing to sleep on. Let's get you in the shower. What? You don't think after all that I wasn't going to get into the shower with you? In case you can't tell, there's blood in my fur. And besides, I think you and I are past any form of modesty, don't you? We can be fuck buddies and shower buddies. Besides, there's always a spot on my back I can't ever reach. I'd love your help with that. And I want to see what else that whore missed out on. Now, strip, you nice piece of ass. God damn. Please tell me you will feel as sculpted as you look. Holy shit. You've really worked hard on this body, haven't you? There are muscles on top of muscles galore. And of course your cock is the most amazing muscle there is. Yeah, it can be considered a bone, but for right now, that thing, oh wow, it could bench press an entire gym. You definitely make one hell of a demon when the time comes. Hopefully, you'll come find me when you do. Fucking, killing, stalking, now a shower. This pup is spent. Guess it's time for you and I both to go to bed. Hope you don't mind if I spend the night. What's up? You look like you want to ask something. Huh? You want to use my thighs as pillows? What are you, a baby? Aww. Well, if you're going to be so damn cute about it. Alright. Lay your head right here. And let's get the blankets around us. The cold air is starting to get to us. Damn. You're so cute. Your hair, it's so soft, it's so soothing, being able to pet someone like this. You know, while you were asleep, I talked about wanting to baby you, maybe run my fingers through your hair. Keep you all to myself. To be honest, I didn't think I'd get to do that. I'm really happy you're letting me. I'm glad this makes you happy too. You're not sneaky. I can see you staring up at my tits. Does my little baby want to suck on them as he drips off? Will having some of Mommy Luna's milk make you fall asleep faster? They might have some milk in them. It'll help you grow big and strong. Now, that's not how you ask for a treat. If you want some, you have to say, please. That's a good boy. Here you go. Suckle, my sweet boy. Getting wet.
good at this. Huh? Huh? Oh, stopping so soon? Huh? The little shit fell asleep. If he wasn't so cute, I might actually be mad. Not being able to get off before you go to sleep. Ugh. Seriously, I must be touch-starved if just getting my tits sucked on was gonna get me off. Oh well. I guess we'll have time for that later. Maybe I have a reason to come to Earth more often. Sleep well, little human. I'll be here when you wake up.